In a normal election year, voters in New York would usually decide the election based on healthcare and the economy. But this year is anything but normal, and leaders from the state's two major parties have taken notice.
This is boiling down to a safety and security election.
Nick Langworthy is the chair of the Republican Party in New York, and like others, he thinks this year's elections in New York will boil down to two big issues, the coronavirus and criminal justice reform.
There is going to be political conversation, and COVID-19 looms so large over everything in our lives. This is going to be the topic of our time. Between that and what we're seeing in terms of unrest in our streets.
Democrats are hoping to seize on the same issues, but they want to pin it on President Donald Trump and offer former Vice President Joe Biden as an alternative. And they're hoping that translates to support for other Democrats down the ballot. Here's Jay Jacobs, chair of the state Democratic Party.
The message really is that we need a change to go back to normalcy. I think we've had enough in this country of all of the upheaval, the upset.
This year's elections are crucial for both major parties in New York. Republicans lost the majority in the state Senate in 2018 for the first time in a decade. They're hoping to take it back this year. And they're hoping to grow their ranks by convincing voters that total control by Democrats in New York has left some people behind.
The leadership of the Democrat Party that runs the Senate, that runs the Assembly, and certainly sits in the governor's mansion, they slammed through a new criminal justice system for the state of New York, a revolving door criminal justice system that puts the cops in handcuffs.
Langworthy's talking about the state's new bail reform law, which was already a political issue before this year's elections. And even though the law passed last year, it's still a huge issue in some of the state's closest races. It's even popped up in a race for Congress in Syracuse, where the Democrat running had nothing to do with the new law. A conservative super PAC is running this ad in the district, which is currently held by Republican Congressman John Katko.
Ah, Dana Balter. Yeah, she should really get an award for the support she's given to guys like me with bail reform.
And now, Democrats across the state are finding themselves on the defensive about the law. But they also say Republicans aren't giving voters the full context of the law and why Democrats thought it needed to happen. Here's Jacobs again.
I think most citizens, I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat, if you looked at it for really what it was and what it does, I think you'd agree with it. It brings fairness to a system that needs it.
But it's not like Democrats are going out and campaigning on the law. So their strategy this year is to tie Republican candidates in New York to President Trump. Here's another ad in that same race for Congress in Syracuse from a PAC supporting Democrats.
They call it all in. What John Katko is for Trump. Katko endorsed Trump for re-election.
And the next step for Democrats in some of the state's closest races is to go after Trump for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Here's Jacobs again.
And frankly, the other side has been, you know, about this thing will magically disappear by April. Well, April is long gone, and it has not magically disappeared. What has disappeared are an awful lot of lives.
Democrats at the state level are doing the same thing in their races, and this year could be big for them, too. Right now, Democrats have a strong majority in the state Senate, but if they pick up just three more seats this year, they'll have a veto-proof supermajority. But Republicans are trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Like how Democrats are putting up a defense over bail reform, Republicans are standing behind President Trump's response to the coronavirus. They're blaming the pandemic's death toll on New York and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
So I don't believe that our governor or his administration should be spiking the football in any way, shape, or form, because we still are the capital of COVID-19 deaths in New York.
We still don't know how all this will play for undecided voters in New York. But that Syracuse race I mentioned, the latest polling has both candidates neck and neck. From New York Now, I'm Dan Clark in Albany for WAMC News.